Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm talking with renowned pageant swimwear designer, Jamie Shaw. And while we're talking, I know that you're going to want to click over and check out her website, which has amazing swimwear designs. Her website is www.jamye, Jamie, it's like Jamye, jamyeshaw.com. Jamie, before the break, we were talking about how important it is to take time to research and really think through your pageant selection. Are there certain things that contestants should look for in the actual construction of their pageant swimwear?
Oh, absolutely. I think, first of all, it needs to be lined properly because you are on stage under, you know, tons of lights. And so you don't want anything to show. And this is something that you wouldn't normally find in just a regular swimsuit that you would buy off the rack, something that you would wear at the pool or the beach.
Right. And the lining fabric is so important. Tell us about the lining fabric on your suits.
Well, actually, I spend almost as much on my lining fabric as I do the swimwear fabric. But, you know,
It has to be a fairly heavy weight, right? Because just a regular lining is not going to hold up to those stage lights.
Right. This is very opaque, and we always use white for whatever color, and we double line the white suit. But white under any color always makes the color its very truest. So that's why we don't ever use flesh color, because it may change the color of the top layer. Everything's lined in white, and it's very opaque. It's a very buttery, soft fabric that feels really nice against your skin.
And then what should they be looking in the actual fashion fabric of the swimwear?
Well, it can be anything from a matte lycra to a stretch velvet to a metallic to a print. Lots of people now are using animal prints. I would probably steer away from anything very, very busy, which is oftentimes what you find in regular swimsuits. You know, because
right. Regular swimsuits have a lot of pattern. I recently saw a young lady competing. She was a beautiful girl, and she was actually wearing a bright pink and green plaid swimsuit. I found that very distracting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have had some requests for plaids and prints, but we usually try to make them a conservative style or trend them out with something that makes it really pop instead of something that's so busy that it takes away from the girl. But, yeah, most of the suits you find in a department store or in a specialty swim shop are like that. You very seldom will find a nice, clean line with, you know, a solid color.
Right.
One thing.
So if we're looking for a great lining and then we're looking for a great quality fashion fabric in a pattern that does not distract from us, are there things that we should be looking in the actual construction or the breast cups or the quality of the stitching?
Yes, absolutely. Again, our bra tops, we have two different kinds. One is made with an underwire and a built-in bra cup. And ours come in three different sizes. We have a B/C cup that has a built-in push-up. And then we have a C cup without the push-up. And we also have a D cup available. And then we have another style that's more of a halter style without a cup, but it has, you know, good support in it. The lining there, you know, kind of helps provide, as well as the actual style and design of the swimsuit, the way it has a band underneath the bust kind of helps support that, and we make it nice and taut so it kind of holds you in real good.
Right. And don't you find that it's the actual construction and the attention to detail that's the primary difference between a regular swimsuit that you get at the department store and the competition swimsuit?
Yeah, I think that is another important part. You know, if you really take one down and compare it and break down the details. Our stitching is very reinforced, and all the component parts are very high quality, as well as the workmanship. You know, our custom suits are made one at a time, And so they're very personalized, as opposed to suits you find in a department store or just, you know, made on an assembly line. They're mass produced.
Which, right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We're going to offer something similar to that also, but they're just not, they're not handled with TLC. I don't feel like ours are.
Right. And I find that when girls do go to ready to wear suits, and even if they take it to their seamstress and getting it lined, for some reason, Jamie, it doesn't seem to fit in the bottom as nicely, and it doesn't seem to shape the bust line as nicely. So there really are differences that you maybe not be noticing until you're on stage in front of the judges, right?
Yeah, and some girls feel like, well, I can just buy one somewhere and have it lined elsewhere. Well, that's not quite as easy as it sounds. You know, unless you really know how to do it, it's almost easier to start from scratch. It's very hard to line something that's already made. I wouldn't want to do it myself, and I've been sewing for over 30 years. So, you know, just don't assume that something can be fixed. Lots of times you're going to spend more money on alterations than you would by buying a swimsuit that's right to begin with.
Right. Okay, so let's say I've done my research and I understand the look of this particular pageant, whether it's a trendy swimsuit or something a little more conservative. What are the next steps that I should be thinking of about as I visit the store to look at one of your suits?
Well, I don't think you should ever go in with a preconceived notion of what you want. Always be open-minded. Because inevitably you'll go in thinking you want something and you'll walk out the door with something completely opposite. So be open-minded, because there are so many different styles that may look different on your body, and always try them on, because just like anything, it's going to look different on the hanger as opposed to how it looks on your body. So don't rule anything out. You know, if the sales consultant thinks it might be a possibility, you know, give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, at least try it on. She's probably going to be right. But, you know, look at things. Listen to people's opinions. You know, your body type is going to help determine, for example, if you're short-waisted, you may need something to elongate your torso. And at the same time, if you're long-waisted, you're going to want something to kind of compensate and make you look a little bit more in proportion. So those are things you need to consider, because there are different styles that can compensate for all those, not flaws, but you want to play up your assets and you want to look as proportionate as possible.
You know, that's absolutely right. I was recently working with a private coaching student who was competing in bathing suit, and she had three different bathing suits that she wanted me to look at, and they were all great suits, but she has a very slim hip, almost what we might call a boy hip. And it's very straight, and two of the suits really accentuated how straight her hip line was. And one of them had, you know, it dipped a little bit in the front and had a little bit of visual design that actually created a visual illusion of a curvier hip. And you really can do those things. I mean, just like you do them in gown, you can use design lines and structure of the garment to create or enhance your figure, right?
Oh, exactly, because actually it is an illusion. I mean, if you think about it, when a girl comes out on stage, what you initially see is that. And that is the illusion. That is what's creating their body shape and type. Of course, it's stretched out on the body, but if you see a distorted form of the fabric, then that's what you're going to think their body looks like. So it's all in the eye. And you need to keep that in mind, whether you need to stand back and look at yourself at a distance, take a picture of yourself, video yourself, whatever it takes, look at it from every perspective and make sure that you're looking at it the same way a judge might be looking at it.
Right, because you don't want to wait until you get your pageant photos back or your pageant DVD and you're seeing it, you know, kind of in that detached method for the first time. And you're like, oh, my God, why did I buy that? I looked horrible. But let's talk for a minute about, everybody hates that. Oh, my God. And then they never look at those photos or DVD again because they so hate it. So, yeah, video yourself, take a photo, look at it. Make sure that it looks fabulous. So talk to us. I know that we have an option to get a custom suit that's personalized to a contestant's individual measurements. Once they've placed the order, what is the manufacturing process for a custom suit?
Okay. Well, when we say custom, it's more so an option of picking out design and fabric and hardware. As far as measurements and sizing, your measurements will help you fall into a category. We run from extra small to extra large, and you can split sizes as far as tops and bottoms. So that's how the sizing process works. But if you go into a store and they don't have something there that you want to purchase immediately and walk out the door with, then every store has the actual fabric swatches and pictures of ideas for designs. And like I said before, you can always create your own. And so you can special order something. And if you do that, though, please allow 8 to 10 weeks during, busy times. If it's not during peak times of pageants, we can do it in a little bit less. And then also, special cases, we can do rush orders for a small fee. But oftentimes, a store will have something in stock, that will be suitable for you, and especially if you're shopping at the last minute.
Right. Now, I know that up until this point, you've primarily worked on swimsuits that were very much customized or special order, but you're also coming out with a line that is more moderately priced that you'll be able to, that will be in stock and they'll be able to get right away. Can you tell us a little bit about your new line and when it's going to launch?
Yeah, there were a couple of things we needed to address, and one was the fact that stores were not able to keep suits in stock, and another was the fact that girls were shopping at the last minute, as well as some girls just couldn't afford to pay the higher price point suit. So we have picked out 4 of our most popular basic styles, and we're producing them in 6 of the best colors that we have found. And we're making them in a factory that we're able to produce quicker and at a lower price point. So these suits, like you said, will be more accessible and more readily available, and they'll be suits that I can have in stock when a store calls, as well as a store can have in stock. So for those girls who shop at the last minute, or they may have a change of heart at the last minute,
or they might have a change of size. Maybe they've lost more than they expected.
I was going to say, they may lose so much weight that they can't wear the suit that they initially bought.
Yeah, how often does that happen? I mean, yeah. And so, in theory, they could go into their retail store, and if they didn't have anything there, you're going to be keeping these suits in stock, and will you be able to overnight it to their retail store?
Yeah, we can ship to the store, and we can also drop ship directly to the client.
And I'm sure sometimes you're going to be drop shipping to the pageant hotel, because we all know that happens too.
I've done that before. Yes, absolutely. We have had people call with emergencies or nightmares or horror stories from another experience they've had, and that I have to come to the rescue, which I've been glad to do. But these suits also, even though they're going to be basic styles, most pageant girls and store owners are pretty creative and crafty, and you can always kind of either add a little rhinestone pin or spare earring or a bow or something to it and still make it your own. You'll still have, your own unique suit, or you'll still have a good, basic, conservative, top-of-the-line suit that's made with the same fabric, the same components, the same patterns, and everything is going to be just like my other suits. It just, might not have as many bells and whistles, but that might not always be necessary.
Right. It's a great way to get a high-quality competition suit with that attention to detail, meticulous design and construction without the higher price. And what is, generally speaking, just give us a very rough ballpark of your midline price range.
They're probably going to range. Now, of course, the pricing is left up to each individual store, so you may find some variation there, but they're going to range anywhere from, I would say, 180 or 200 on up to, maybe 300 maybe. And then the custom suits can run anywhere from 320 on up to 500. It just depends on the selection of fabric, the selection of hardware, and the pattern design also.
Right. Before we get ready to go to break, we have two last questions for you. First of all, Jamie, what is the biggest mistake that contestants should avoid when purchasing a swimsuit?
The biggest mistake, I think, is, like I said, if you're not open-minded, and if you think you know what you want going into it, if you don't listen to other people, and if you don't try on and try to get the best swimsuit for you, and if you're not able to actually shop for a suit, then do your research. You know, you can go to my website, or you can go to other store websites who also have some of my suits online, and, you know, do your homework and really give it the time it deserves, because, like we discussed earlier, it's just as important as your evening gown selection.
It is really, really important. And just like there are trends in evening gowns, there are trends in swimsuits. What do you see as the trends for the next 12 months in pageant swimwear?
I think they're getting less conservative and a little bit more fun. And they're getting braver. They're getting more courageous and stepping out there because they've seen that it's okay. It's been accepted, and for several years, I know when I first started my line, there wasn't really anything like what I'm doing, and so it was kind of a little touch and go for some people. They were a little afraid, but then once it started, the first person started, and they saw, wow, you know, that was a hit. You know, the next person wanted to start, so it's kind of evolved that way over the years that I've been doing it. And I think it continues to evolve in that respect. So it's become more of a fun thing, and they're not so limited. There are so many options, and I think they're becoming more courageous and wanting to have more fun with it.
Right. It seems to be more reflective of what's going on in the fashion industry and specifically the swimwear aspect of the fashion industry. Well, Jamie, once again, we're so thrilled to see the fabulous swimsuits on the Teen USA contestants. Everybody keep an eye on the Miss Teen USA website for those photographs so you can preview them before the pageant, because I know that they're going to be awesome, Jamie, and I'm really looking forward to them. And also keep us posted on when your new swimwear line is available, the more moderately priced, so we can let our listeners know, because I'm sure they're going to want to snap up some of those. And thanks so much for being with us today, here with us today, Jamie. Well, I've been talking with Jamie Shaw, and to check out her fabulous swimwear designs, you can visit her website at www.jamyeshaw.com. We're going to take another short break, but stay tuned, because I'll be right back to tell you what I spent 11 hours doing yesterday and how you can apply what I did to your next pageant competition. Plus, I'll answer your questions. Some of them include focusing on yourself at the pageant and how to remain calm during your interview. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.